Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are now on, I think it's going to air Tuesday, the 26th, I believe, of March.
Yes, good morning.
Coming into Easter week, and that'll be beautiful, and hope everybody enjoys their celebration of the resurrection.
Yes.
What a great thing to celebrate, huh? Life. The life of Jesus, what a beautiful thing. And when he says, by the way, come and follow me, he's living in the resurrection. So
absolutely.
We get to experience that. We even have a course called Living in the Resurrection. So it's kind of a fun thing to learn how beautiful that is. So we're excited about doing that. We've been spending some time about trust that if we're willing to follow God, it's building an aspect of trust and belief that the covenant, bless you to make you a blessing, is his promise. All things work together for good, regardless of the situation, including the ones that we caused or are part of. And you last time raised up a great question about that, is that as people struggle with their circumstances, one of the biggest issues is we come up with our own solutions.
Right.
And usually it's if that other person that I'm struggling with would just do the right thing.
Right.
And we understand that, you know, is that we're not even asking them to do something that isn't right. It's just if you would just approach it a little bit more realistically or a little bit more in a way that would be normal, at least then it would get better. Like I was talking this story about that woman with her daughter-in-law, is that she even made the comment, and I reinforced it. She said, isn't that absurd that she won't do this? You know, let the kids come and be with us. And I said, yeah, it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense at all. I said, because if people only could understand something, if she would just open her heart up a little bit, she would find out it would be beneficial to her. But they get wrapped up in certain things that I'm not going to, and it's absurd, crazy, idiotic. And you know, if they would just go to semi-normal, it could work out. And so that's my definition of good. Make them do this thing.
Right.
And God says, well, there's an aspect of free will. People in the world, remember, the world is controlled by Satan, and the people of the world are self-centered.
Right.
By definition. They're living in the flesh. Most of them without the Spirit, even believers, are operating as practical atheists, as though the Spirit isn't functioning. They've quenched the Spirit. It's there, but they've quenched it, so they're acting that way. And you're surrounded.
Just acting in self all the time.
You're surrounded by self-centered people, particularly people that you work with, people that are in your church, people that might even be in your small group, people that are in your family.
And by the way, we ourselves, it requires daily dying to self, right? So we are sometimes those self-centered people.
Yeah.
We have to always be continually surrendering and yielding to him and to his Spirit, right?
And when our default and our tendency is self-centeredness, and we have reactions and we have thoughts, and I want and I should and I'm going to. If you're walking with God, hearing his voice, you'll hear the voice. And for me, it's...
You get that check in the Spirit right away, right?
I get that check, and I usually get a statement. Because I'm active in business stuff and in the business world, you talk about self-centeredness. I mean, it's
right. It's surrounding you, right?
You know, it's the their approach is the survival of the fittest. You know, is that mm-hmm. if I can conquer you, I'm gonna. And if I have the power to, I'm gonna. You know, and so mm-hmm. people that have the power and try to conquer you in business, and because of my personality, I've never, because of the way I grew up, I've never was afraid of a fight.
Right.
Okay, let's go to battle here. And right. if I lose,
so
I lose.
That's your natural inclination.
My natural right? inclination is, you know, if I lose, I lose. But I'm not going down easy.
Right.
Let's go. You know, if we're going to go to battle, let's go to battle. That's crazy. That's absurd. I'm not going to put up with that. And so, you know, a lot of that happens. My first reaction is to go after it.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could easily say it on the spot,
right.
And I kind of want to. And I hear, what I hear is this: I get this check, and I hear this, Rich. If I was you, I wouldn't say what you're about ready to say. He doesn't say don't do it. It's always, mm-hmm. you know, because that's the way I kind of think and operate. And he's saying, I'm gonna let you have the choice. But if I was
but
you,
if I were you.
If I was you, I would choose life and not death. You know, I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, got it. You know, and so I get saved a lot. But if I didn't, I know that I know. If I didn't live that way,
mm-hmm.
I would put myself in so much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, because I would join that self-centeredness. And then he right. says, you wind up in foolish disputes,
mm-hmm.
and now you're arguing in the flesh, and it's not going to ever have any benefit to it, because right. it's not winnable.
Right.
All you're going to do is drive it deeper and deeper and deeper, which, by the way, the enemy wants to drive it into division, because a house divided, cannot
Cannot stand.
Stand, so he's working all the time to draw us into those places, mm-hmm. and what I call hit the tar baby.
Right.
You know, is put your hand in that problem and you can't get it out, you know, because right. they got you. You know, they you hit it. So it is true what you just said, is that in order for us to live the goodness of God, we always have to have a heart to let him mm-hmm. refine us, check us, have us walk with him, even when our tendency is mm-hmm. to go to the self, which we all have.
Right.
And we got to learn to let him guide us and lead us. And if we do, we won't join that process, which right. we're already surrounded by people that are self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our answer to God would be, well, just change their mind. Have them act differently.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, well, they may or may not. Well, I'll invite them. And I'll help you get in a place where you can invite them. But if they choose not to, I still have an answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust it. And I'll get you to the good spot, including, by the way, and this is something we teach in relationships, is that there's a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. Reconciliation takes two parties to agree to the truth. And he said, if you offer your truth and willing to talk truth, but they refuse it or don't process it, you're not going to be reconciled with that person.
Mm-hmm.
He said, typically, what I'll have you do is just dust your feet off.
Right.
You know, forget the things that lay behind. You know what? Don't spend any more energy with this person at all. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to. They're not willing to. If they ever come back to you and say they'd like to talk about it, great. But generally, you know what? The solution of resolution for goodness for you, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know there's complication with that, and that's this. What do you do with people that you can't not do that with?
Right.
Family members, maybe workers, maybe mm-hmm. small group people. You got to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then God says, I'll show you how to set a proper boundary, proper relationship, so that you don't need to receive the things that are doing that. You can mm-hmm. actually be good in the middle of all that stuff.
Right.
And I'll show you that. And so it's always following. He's got answers. He's got resolutions. And literally, when you get to a point where I can release this and you literally stop thinking about it anymore,
mm-hmm.
you actually recognize, oh, I'm living in good. It really doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't burden me anymore. I'm not even thinking about it anymore. He said, yeah, I know. You can go. And I was telling my grandson, Aiden, he's got a few relationship issues of people that are just treating him poorly. And he has a heart to, you know, to work things out and solve them, but they won't. He's a senior.
Right. And, oh, that's hard. Yeah, a hard senior year.
Yeah. But God's doing it, and he's giving him blessing, and he's, you know, he's living, he's learning this. And I said, I know this is hard. I said, but there's something that God's trying to show you today that you're going to use the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
I said, so I want you to rejoice at this, and we'll walk you through it, and you'll get there. And then we do. And I said, now I'm going to tell you something. You've got 3 more months to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you tell me, what are you going to do this summer? Just tell me what you're going to do. I'm getting ready, and I'm going to move to Baylor at Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want you to think about this a second. When you go to Baylor, and you're now in a brand new environment,
mm-hmm.
are you even going to think about what happened in high school?
No.
No. He said no. He said, mm-hmm. I understand that. I said, so then don't worry, he'll get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't even think about it anymore, because you're not even gonna, it'll all be behind you. And what God is telling you today, Aiden, let it go now.
Mm-hmm.
And learn that now.
Right.
Okay. You know, I get it, you know. And so he's living in blessing.
Mm.
Would he have it differently? Yep. Is there conflict that he would like differently? Yep. Did God resolve it? Yes. Mm. That's the beautiful thing of God.
Right.
And you learn that his answers, even there, are still giving me blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been better elsewhere. And God says, yeah, it would have been better if they would have been willing to talk to you, process it through.
Right.
It would have been way better for them.
But I can still give you peace. I can still walk you through this and give you joy in the midst of it all.
Yeah, and think about it. He says, what I'm asking is, anybody that has a heart to follow me, I'll resolve everything for you. Why? Because mm-hmm. I care about you. I can do it. Don't worry. I can do it. And then he tells us that you can trust it. And we talked about, you know, the covenant. I'll bless you to make you a blessing. Romans 8, all things work together for good. Let's finish this little mini section with Psalm 65, 4 and 5.
Sure.
And then 11 to 13.
Sure. It says, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation. You who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas.
Yeah. And then 11 to 13.
And then 11 to 13. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and valleys are also covered with grain. They shout for joy, they also sing.
Yeah. So he says, I'll deliver the goodness. You can trust it. It's going to be unique to you. I can do it. Don't worry. And he says, all the paths are going to be what? What does he say there?
All the paths, I believe he said goodness. Let me see.
Yep.
Yeah. Where was that?
11 to 13.
Oh, 11 to 13. Yeah. Okay. Yes. The paths will drip with your paths will drip with abundance. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side.
Yeah. So he said your paths in the middle of the stuff drip with abundance, drip with pleasure, drip with goodness. And so the key, if you look at the whole thing, where do I need to be?
With him.
On his path.
Yeah.
His path is unique to us.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the beauty of the wonder of God, the God of all creation, the God that that knows and has all power, is actually understanding that your path is unique to you.
Yeah.
It's not a single path. Everybody has to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather in the middle of your circumstances that is unique to you.
Right.
I have a path to deliver to you the abundance, the goodness, mm-hmm. the blessing. All things work together for good. And the only requirement is you got to stay on my path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if I'm going to stay on this path, what's critical for me? What do I have to be able to do?
I need to hear him and know what he's saying to do to stay on the path.
Yeah,
you know?
Because there is paths, plural, that I could go down.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. And generally, and think of it this way, is see, we tend to think of a path is, well, here's a single path, and I just got to stay on that single path. It's mm-hmm. not like that.
Lots of forks in the road,
lots
right?
of forks in the road that I come to a place, and I got to turn right or turn left.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game that's once in a while it's on television. It's called, have you ever heard the word or seen the game called Plinko?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it's a bunch of
is it on Price is Right?
Price is Right.
Like
Price
that?
Is Right
yeah.
is one of those. And and so it's a giant board, and there's metal kind of bars, and they drop a ball at mm-hmm. the top, and it starts to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes right or goes left. And, of course, you know, like the $1 million space is on one side, and then the negative is
right.
negative 500.
And you may
here.
Think you're aiming for one, but.
Yeah. And it starts to jump. And it at the bottom, it looked like it was going this way, but it wound up going a completely opposite way because
right.
each little thing became a fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at being on God's path, it's like, well, I'm going to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, you can go that way, but you're going to wind up way far away.
Mm-hmm.
Because every fork in the road, you're taking the wrong one.
Mm.
And it's not just always take right or always take left. It's left and right and right and right and left. And it's boom, 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 boom. Eventually, I'll get you to the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all these decisions that have to be made about which direction I go. And by the way, Isaiah 30 says this, verse mm-hmm. 21 and 22. It says that you'll hear a voice from behind you, turn right, turn left.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you got all these forks in the road.
Right.
And so when it says my path, it's don't think of it, I just got to get on the single path. It's not a single path. It's all these potentials.
Mm-hmm.
Of right or left and forks in the road of decision this way or that way. And God says, hear my voice. If you do, it'll drip with abundance. It'll drip with goodness. Mm-hmm. In other words, it'll always be phenomenal for you, even when you're in the middle of a valley or the dark spot.
Mm-hmm.
You'll recognize I'm on the right path. Why? Because I'm telling you, you're on the right path.
Right, and you'll recognize the goodness of God in the midst of it, right?
And the goodness of it, that, yeah, it's not that easy. And, you know, like this person who's going through the struggle with the daughter-in-law or conflict or what Aiden's going through with a couple of friends that are, you know, just being self-centered. His path can drip with abundance because it's, okay, how do I approach this?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with this? Which way do I go? And it's critical. And the reason that Aiden is willing to do it, he already knows.
Mm-hmm.
God's path is best and better. Why would I not? Sure. I don't know the answer yet. And I have certain inclinations of what I would like to see.
Right.
But I'm going to stay on that path by listening to mm-hmm. what he has to say. And each step is go this way, go that way, go this way, go that way. And it's all interesting and unique because the dynamics are there because of what? People's mm-hmm. free wills.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a really interesting thing that God says, you can, if you will hear me better, if you have a heart to hear me and stay with me, as I'm leading you on the path, which, by the way, you'll recognize is absolutely fantastic.
Right.
And I'll do supernatural things.
And you'll see my
things.
Goodness yeah. in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll do supernatural stuff, great works, mm-hmm. and you'll recognize those great works, and you'll say, wow, I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it wasn't even the final answer. It was just something he did to show you.
Right.
Like, ooh, how cool is that? You know, where, like I was talking about the healing of a friend of ours, and, you know, the lady got the word Nobel, and she didn't know what that meant, and that Dave and Melissa said, well, it's about this therapy. This guy right. just won the Nobel Prize. And as we processed that further with this person, it was stay with this therapy.
Confirmation of the therapy, yeah.
The path is stay with that therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And God did it in a cool way that we all got to rejoice
right.
at hearing his voice. Because the answer was, I'm not doing it just for that alone. First of all, we recognize two cool things.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke in a magnificent way. How cool was
right.
that? And we all got to hear
right.
it.
And that grows everyone in the room's faith, right?
Everybody in the room.
Yes.
And even particularly the girl that got the Nobel, who said, I don't even know yeah. what this means.
Right.
It grew her faith. Like, oh my gosh, he just told me a little piece, and that's how significant
mm-hmm.
this was, and I rejoice, and I didn't have to know the whole thing. Yep.
Right.
And then two is, okay, what does that look like? Hey, you know, stay with this therapy. God's saying, this is the path I need you to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it. Don't quit it. Don't think anything else. Stay with it. Stay with it. That's the path, and I'll do supernatural things. And that's the privilege of hearing his voice as we walk with him on that path, because he says, my paths are going to drip with fantastic stuff.
Mm.
And the word drip there is overflowing.
Love it.
And in a sense, I mean, think about when it's dripping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been hiking. You probably have in the woods, even where you live.
I love hiking, yes.
Well, if it drips rain, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And you know it. And you can't get out of it, see? And that's right. that's the picture you're trying to say, is it's going to be so mm-hmm. all the time dripping
mm-hmm.
that all you got to do is be on the path. It's going to happen. You'll experience
that's awesome.
It. You know, that's the picture of it. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing us how beautiful this is, that we can trust what you speak us, so the covenant you're going to bless us. All things work together for good. Our paths that we'll be on are going to drip with abundance. We can mm-hmm. trust it, and it'll be good. And so we just pray that if we start to understand that, why would we not want to hear your voice and walk with you into your place? So we pray for a favor, we pray for understanding, we pray that we'll be good listeners, and that you'll lead us on these forks in the road, that we get to know that you have the path that drips with abundance. We praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you everyone for listening today. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com, and we'd love to talk about it.
Yep.
Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
See you then. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.